Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. When we say Yalav Yovo and benching and Shmona Esrei on Yom Tif, we reference what Yom Tif it is. We just had Pesach, we say Chag HaMatzos, on Sukkot we say Chag HaSukkot. And when it comes to Shmini Atzeres also, we don't call it Chag HaSukkot, but rather we call it by what it is, Shmini Atzeres. That idea is referenced in today's Daf Yuma Daf Gimel. The beginning, all the way in the bottom of Yumadaf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Shemini Atzeres is Regel Bifnei Asmo, it's its own Yom Tif. And Rashi explains on Gil Amud Aleph, what does it mean Regel Bifnei Asmo? It's not called Sukkos, it's called Shemini Atzeres. Tosfos over here quotes on Rashi and Sukkah, again commenting on this acronym of Pazer Kashav, that what's Beis at the end, Bracha, has a special Bracha in the sense that when we recite a Bracha in benching, we don't call it Sukkos, we call it Shemini Atzeres. But we don't really say Shemini Atzeres in Shemona Esrei. There are different nuschos, and there's a difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard. Where does that come from? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Siman Tafer Samaches, Sif Alef, the Shulchan Aruch writes, what are you supposed to call Shemini Atzeres in Shemona Esrei? Shemini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. So we teach in Lanu as Yom Shemini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. So we make a reference to Shemini Atzeres, but we also call it a Chag. We call it a holiday. The Rama comments on the Mechaber and says that's not correct. We don't find anywhere that Shemini Atzeres is a Chag. Not every Yom Tif is called a Chag. Rosh Hashanah is not called a Chag. Yom Kippur is not called a Chag. Only the Gemul Regalim are called a Chag. If you look in Parshas Re'eh, the end of Parshas Re'eh where it lists the Me'adim, it lists three Me'adim, it doesn't list Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres is not called a Chag. Therefore, don't say just Yom Shemini Atzeres. Don't say Shemini Chag HaAtzeres. Now many Achronim argue. Many Achronim point out, and they make different reference points throughout the Chazal, that we do find an indication that Shemini Atzeres can be called a Chag. And some explain, why is it that it would be able to be called a Chag? What's the criteria? When is a Yom Tif called a Chag? Or not whether you're able to bring the Korban Chagiga. And since you are able to bring on Shemini Atzeres the Korban Chagiga, happens to be of Sukkot, but you're able to bring a Korban Chagiga, and therefore it would be elevated and would be able to be called Chag, and that's pshat in the Nusach Ashkenaz that follows the Mechaber that we say, Shemini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. Happens to be that Nusach Sfard has a little bit of a different Nusach, and it really goes back, it comes from the Marshal, and the Taz, I think, also has this Nusach, in which they say, Shemini HaAtzeres HaChag. Shemini Atzeres HaChag. So what's that about? So I saw some that explain that they're really going with the Rama. Shemini Atzeres is not called a Chag. So how do we say Shemini Atzeres a Chag? Because if you think about what are the words, Yom HaShmini, Vatitan Lanu, Yom HaShmini, Hashem gave us the eighth day, which is Shemini Atzeres, which is Atzeres a Chag. The last day of what's Chag? Of Sukkot. It's the Atzeres, it's the ending of the Chag. The Chag is a reference to Sukkot. It's not a reference to Shemini Atzeres itself. So again, according to Nusach Ashkenaz, we're calling Shemini Atzeres itself a Chag. We're saying Shemini Chag HaAtzeres, Shemini, which is a Chag, and the reason is because we bring the Korban Chagiga. But Nusach Sfard says Shemini Atzeres HaChag, Yom HaShemini Kama. It's the eighth day, and it's Atzeres HaChag. The Chag being a reference to Sukkot.